I've really focused over the years on just focusing on one core element, and that's building my list, building my email following.
Sounds like, you know, really good advice. I mean, maybe you could tell me right now a little bit more about, you know, about your company today, you know, what it is you do. Tell us more about the podcast as well, how people can find out more about you.
Yeah, definitely. So a little bit more about us. You can find information about us at marketingcounts.com. One of the things we really focus on is helping businesses grow. So we market for businesses. We help them scale their traffic through Google ads, Facebook ads. We run retargeting ads, LinkedIn ads. Really, we help businesses with their traffic campaigns. We do search engine optimization. We do SEO. We help them with organic traffic as well. We have clients that see a 650% increase in their organic traffic and rankings. We help clients get record traffic. We help them generate leads, thousands of new leads into their business, regardless of the niche market. So we serve clients everywhere from churches to companies that are just went public in the biotech medical space. And we also work with State Farm insurance agents, very popular insurance agency here in the United States. So we work with a large amount of businesses. We have experience in a variety of spaces. We've sold everything from rubber gloves to pet products to you name it, insurance and ongoing self-directed IRAs, financial, like basically to us, marketing is marketing. So we help clients generate more traffic and we do that through our podcast, through the training. We have live events that we hold called Marketing Counts Live Events. We have another one coming up and people can learn about us at marketingcounts.com. That's kind of our hub where they can start to learn more about the podcast as we have new episodes. They'll be able to learn about the upcoming live events that we host. And so we do a combination of things that kind of separates us from the herd, from the traditional digital marketing agencies we all hear about, is we like to be the ones that are training businesses in how they should hire people. So not only do we do the work for them, but we also help educate them. So if they don't work with us, they feel armed and equipped in order to go out and empowered to go hire the right company for their business. And that's something that we felt is really missing in this space. We've even done podcast episodes on, you know, myths that digital agencies are trying to tell you and how they're trying to sucker you in to poor deals. And so our focus in our business in this day and age is helping customers and helping clients, whether they're small, whether they're big. So we have clients that have one employee, you know, it's their solopreneurs that we're marketing for them. Where we have other companies that have hundreds and hundreds of employees that just went public. And so we are run the gamut of companies that we serve and work with, and we can help anybody succeed with their marketing. We have it dialed into a system to where they can get traffic, and we can help them get traffic quickly, and we can lay out proven marketing campaigns that work extremely well for them.
Sounds great. I mean, and Paul, just to put some kind of like timeline against all of this, when did you get started online up to where you're at now with your current business?
Yeah. So when I got started online, it was 1998 was actually that first year when I was really starting to do more of this. So 1998, I was 13, starting to do the email work. And then now, and I've taken a lot of changes throughout. So from 1998, I was in junior high, I was doing the email work, the custom screen print work. Then one thing led to another where I was doing services for clients. So believe it or not, I was doing kind of what I'm doing now, which is interesting because a lot of that, some of that has stayed the same. But I'm actually doing work like I was doing many years ago. And then I transitioned into the info product space, kind of like what a lot of the readers of this magazine are going to understand more, and that's selling digital products. It's selling information online through affiliate partners, through your own traffic, through your email list. So I spent a lot of time doing that, a lot of affiliate marketing. Affiliate marketing's really been my bread and butter over the years. I've been a consistent six-figure earner as an affiliate for going on 10 plus years now. That's been a big part, big backbone of my business, and has helped drive me forward. And a lot of these ventures did allow me to dabble in some fun things, such as producing two feature films. So I was a part of two feature films. You know, one of the films still got some legal issues behind it, but it was able to kind of, you know, put my toe in the water into another niche market and try something different. And it took a lot of, you know, stick-to-itiveness to get to that point. And then from there, then we started into, I met my business partner, Shreya Banerjee, at a live event. And that's why we're so heavy about people attending live events. I don't care where you are in your business. I know Nick and Kate, they hold live events. And we tell people, We don't care what you're doing in your business. You need to get out from behind your computer and meet people, because there's powerful things that happen with those connections. That's why we host and hold Marketing Counts live events, because it changes people's lives. And so it was about going on almost about a year and a half ago, we met, started working together. Here we are now as of the time of this recording. And so over the last year or so, it's been really focusing on our foundation. And over 2020, we're really getting the exploding out there in the market, if you will. And we've built up quite the clientele, a lot of amazing case studies. So, and that's our focus right now, is helping businesses. We're doing less of the affiliate launch game, less of promoting other products, and more helping businesses scale online and get more traffic, get more leads, get more exposure.
You know, one of the interesting things that you just mentioned is about the movies, of course. I think a lot of people's ears will have pricked up about the movies you've been involved with. It also seems to me like eventually there could be a movie about your life, Paul, about your achievements.
Yeah, that would be fun. There's definitely been a lot of grit involved to get to this point, so it would make for an interesting movie, that's for sure. The movies were very interesting. The whole movie process, that was one where I was brand new at it. We ended up going SAG, which here in the United States means the Screen Actors Guild, and those are all the actors, right, that people recognize. And so we had access to those actors. We actually had some, very successful actors and people that we actually had in this film, and we were able to get access to them. We filmed on the red cameras. We filmed it all in under 2 weeks. People in the industry said you could never make a movie. They said you wouldn't have cool locations. We were filming in downtown of major cities. We had all sorts of great shots and locations we were filming in. We completed the whole thing. Then we ran into some legal issues, which were, slowly learning. It's a learning process. But through that, it led to another connection in another film. We have another amazing storyline that we may bring to market in a few years. And like you said, it definitely is interesting that you could make a story about this. We in fact have some of our content on Amazon Prime, so our Marketing Counts content. We actually have if you type in digital marketing, we actually have a training called Digital Marketing Basics that's streaming on Amazon Prime right now as well for people. But yeah, as far as like the story goes, it would be a very interesting story about how this internet journey is and how you can make it online.
Well, you've achieved so much already, and I'm sure there's still plenty to come. But what are you most proud of? Out of everything you've done so far, what would you say is your proudest achievement?
I think it's the 21 plus years. And the other part is I never really missed any major moments of my kids' lives. That was also the big part for me.
That's nice. That is nice. I mean, and you talk about family. Obviously, family is very important to you. Were your family and your friends supportive of you from your initial desire to get into this space? Have they always supported you?
Yeah, they have. So I've been in a very unique spot where my parents have been very supportive of me. And it was, one of those where they knew I was, wasn't going to probably take the traditional route. I think they picked up on that. It was my entrepreneurial spirit started in the second grade. I used to sell pencils. So I would actually sell pencils to kids that did not come to class prepared. And my mom would actually buy pencils for me to have on supply to sell. So she's always, they've always supported my entrepreneurial habits clear back to second grade. And they've always been a part of, the crazy things I did as a kid that wasn't normal. I was a ball boy at Washington State University, so a major college here that actually is very successful, had a successful football program when I was working there. And it was a lot of fun, worked on the sidelines there, and just something just unique. I was from a small town, and my parents would drive 2.5 hours for me to, go work on the sidelines there. And I was doing just this entrepreneurial business stuff. They were supportive of making sure I had the proper internet, and they never, questioned what I was doing majorly. And so I always had a good support system. And I know, unfortunately, it's not the case for everybody. It's sometimes people, it's very common. I've witnessed it over the 20 years, people trying to get going. Maybe their spouse doesn't fully support them, or their partner doesn't, or close family friends, they might mock them or think it's funny. But I've been fortunate in that regard. And, but the thing is that you just have to keep pushing. If you have the passion to do it, even though people might laugh at you or think you're silly or think it's crazy, you just have to keep at it. And to me, consistency consistency counts. If you're consistently doing something, consistently making a step of action towards your business every single day, then you're going to see results that start to pay off. So sometimes it's hard for people to see those payoffs or to understand, like, for example, even this interview is a great example where I'm doing an interview here and somebody might say, well, are you getting paid for this interview? And it's, you know, you could say, you know, no, or for another interview that I may do. And they say, well, no, I'm not getting paid directly. Cause to some people, they just think everything should have a financial transaction behind it, but it's all about laying the groundwork for future things, right? So somebody's going to read about Paul Counts. They're going to read about Marketing Counts in the future, and they're going to come to marketingcounts.com and maybe do business with us because of something that resonated with them from what I did during this interview. And